Page 31. Conversation. Exercises 4A and 4B.
Hi, Kate. What are you doing?
Hey, Mateo. Just taking a break. Have a seat.
Sure. What were you listening to?
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah? I don't know much about him.
What? He's the greatest musical genius of our time.
Really?
Well, one of them at least. Seriously, he's known as a virtuoso. He even won a Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing something about that. I guess I always think of a genius as being someone whose work has, you know, stood the test of time. Like Mozart, or maybe the Beatles?
The Beatles? They weren't that long ago. And weren't they just really popular?
Well, yeah, they were phenomenally popular, but they were definitely geniuses. Anyway, don't you think it takes a kind of genius to become that popular?
I mean, it takes talent.
No, think about it. A really popular artist has to understand exactly how to produce work that will connect with millions of people. That's not something most people can do.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But some terrible music becomes popular. I mean, what if you're popular for a couple of weeks and then people stop listening to you? Are you still a genius?
Well, maybe not. But that doesn't apply to the Beatles. They started out as a pop sensation, but they went on to experiment with a lot of different styles, and they had a major influence on other groups for a long time.
Aha! So they weren't geniuses just because they were popular?
No, you're right. There was more to it than that. But I'm glad that you admit that they were geniuses now.
Okay. Maybe genius is just a matter of opinion.
I'll accept that. I'm glad we were able to work that out.